You know what was on the jukebox in the front. Now Matt the Cat's gonna show you what was on the juke in the back.
Matt the Cat back on the scene with my record machine. I'm grooving, cruising, and rhythm and bluesing, and bringing you another great hour of 1940s and 50s rhythm and blues and the soul that came before rock and roll. This is the Juke in the Back. Last week on the program, we started a two-part series on the Larks, one of the greatest vocal groups of the early 1950s. They were influential, harmonized beautifully, had some great material, but only scored two charting records, Eyesight to the Blind in July of 51 and Little Sidecar in October. In part one, we covered their material from 1950 through the beginning of 52. This week, we're gonna pick it up in part two and hear how the first incarnation of the Larks fell apart. Then, from the ashes, rises a new Larks group. We'll hear those records as well as some solo sides from the prime members of the group. Just to refresh your memory, the Larks began as a gospel group called the Jubilators, consisting of great leads Alan Bunn and Eugene Mumford. There was also Thurman Ruth, bass singer David McNeil, baritone Haiti Rowe Jr., and tenor Pee Wee Barnes. In early October of 1950, they left North Carolina, drove up to New York City, and in one day on October 5th, they recorded for four different record labels as four different groups, and each of the six group members took on four different fake names. Their scheme was uncovered, but all was not lost, as Bess Berman from Apollo Records offered them a contract, and they began recording as the Larks for Apollo Records. We're going to begin part two with a record that was issued by Apollo in April of 1952, and this one features Thurman Ruth as the leader, and he didn't lead on too many records. This tune was recorded by the Mills Brothers way back in 1935, and boy do the Larks sound like the Mills Brothers on this record. It's about a gal named Lucy Brown, and get this, they actually performed the song in 1951. A year before this record was released, they performed it live on the Perry Como show, which helped gain them national attention. But if you dug that performance with Perry Como, you couldn't just go out and buy the record until April of 52. Kicking off part two of our two-part series on the Larks, here they are with Lucy Brown.
Oh, baby, if you see a suntan lady, full of life. Haiti, Haiti, big brown eyes, a little bit shady. That's a Lucy Brown, oh, the cat's uptown trying to dig her. Millionaires line up to meet her. Ain't no gal in town any sweeter than but Lucy Brown. Well, when she talks, she so sound funny. Yes, mister. When she gets it, tastes like honey. She's later in a highfalutin', baby. Listen, boys, I'm confessing. I take a tip and stop your messing. And if you want to learn a lesson, take my Lucy Brown.
Lucy, baby,
Thank you.
Brown. Bye, Lucy. Bye-bye.
Oh, sweet
Lucy Brown. Lucy. Hey, Lucy Brown. Oh, Lucy. Well, there ain't no girl around this town.
Sweet as sweet Lucy Brown.
Sweet as sweet Lucy Brown.
Darling, darling.
grace and power. Seek in there his love in prayer.
Doesn't get much better than that. The great Mahalia Jackson with In the Upper Room, parts 1 and 2. Released in June of 1952 by Apollo Records. And you might be thinking, Matt the Cat, why are you playing a Mahalia Jackson record on the Juke in the Back about the Larks? Well, you probably guessed it. The Larks are backing Mahalia up on that song. They were uncredited on the record. But boy, they are there, supporting her fantastic voice. Not that it needs support, but the Larks backing her up certainly doesn't hurt. That comes from the Larks' last recording session for Apollo Records, held sometime in May of 52. Before Mahalia Brought You to Church, we heard the flip side of Lucy Brown, called Darlin', which featured Gene Mumford on lead, and he also co-wrote that beautiful song. Now, as I mentioned before, the group really started to fall apart after the Mahalia Jackson session. Alan Bunn left to pursue a solo career. We heard one of his solo records on last week's program, and we're going to hear a few more at the end of this week's program. Pee Wee Barnes just up and left, and Eugene Mumford started singing with the Golden Gate Quartet. He went back to gospel music by the middle of the summer. But even though the group had broken up, they still had some contractual obligations and some appearances to make. So Gene Mumford came back. He brought in a new baritone to replace Pee Wee Barnes, named Orville Brooks, from the Golden Gate Quartet. And they fulfilled their obligations. After that, the group split up again, and David McNeil joined the Dominoes. But Apollo still had one Larks record left in the can, ready to release. They issued it in July, and this time the label read, The Larks, featuring Eugene Mumford. That was the first time they ever gave an individual group member solo credit. Gene led on both sides, and it's a fantastic record, with Hold Me on one side and I Live True to You on the flip. And that's the one we're going to hear right now as we feature part two of The Larks on this week's Juke in the Back. Here's I Live True to You. G
Generous support for Juke in the Back provided by weekly sustainers Janice Stenhouse, Robert Stallworth, Barry from San Diego, Mr. Lee, David Ayers, Thomas Huber, Joe Metzger, Bernie Rossman, Barry from Riverside, Arnold and Linda Rosenberg, Charles Liebman, Ken Farger, Gail Kuntz, Mark and Marion McAlpine, Glenn Dicker, and contributors Michael Carter, Michael Carey. Thank you for your support. More information at jukeintheback.org.
These are the real roots of rock and roll. You couldn't hear them on the jukebox in the front. But Matt the Cat's playing them on the juke in the back.
My little Margie, I'm always thinking of you, Margie. I'll tell the world I love you so. Forget your promise to me. I have brought you diamond bracelets and everything, oh Margie. You are my inspiration, days are never blue. After all is said and done, baby, you're the only one, oh Margie, Margie, it's you. I'll tell the world I love you, but baby, don't forget your promise to me. Baby, you're the lady and the dog, a pretty baby, but Margie, hey, hey,
you are my inspiration.
Days are never blue. Well, after all said and done, baby, well,
Margie, a new single by a new group calling themselves The Larks. They were The Larks, but bore almost no resemblance to the original Larks, except for one member, Eugene Mumford. See, Gene was with the Golden Gate Quartet for less than a year before deciding to switch back to secular music. From the quartet, he took Orville Brooks with him, along with pianist Glenn Burgess. Then they grabbed bass singer David Boots Bowers and tenor Isaiah Bing. Gene took those five guys back to Bess Berman and Apollo Records, and she re-signed The Larks. But music had changed a little bit since the last time they were recording under that name. Rhythm and blues with a pop tinge was starting to sell better. A good example of this was Marie by the Four Tunes. So these Larks took more of a pop approach than the original Larks. They hit the studio on January 25th, 1954, and their first single was released on Apollo's new subsidiary, Lloyd's Records, in March of 54. Orville Brooks is handling the lead with support from Gene Mumford. The group is also back with Bobby Smith and his orchestra, and he gets credit on the label as well. The Larks, Bobby Smith and Orchestra, Margie. Their next single drew from that same session on January 25th and was issued in June. This one features Gene back on lead vocals along with bass singer David Bowers. It's a beautiful song called If It's a Crime, and it's spinning off of the Juke in the Back as we feature the Larks, Part 2. Here's If It's a Crime.
They say I'm a fool for breaking the rule of falling in love with you. If it's a crime to fall in love, I hope I'll get a life with you. If I'm to stand trial, I'll go with a smile. I'll swear that my love is true. If it's a crime to fall in love, I hope I'll get life with you. You my judge and jury, I offer my heart to you. Got to plead that I'm guilty. There's nothing else I can do. I've heard say that I'd have to pay with many nights sad and blue. If it's a crime to fall in love, I hope I'll get life with you.
My heart to you. Got to plead I'm guilty. There's nothing else I can do.
I've heard people say that I'd have to pay with many nights sad and blue. If it's a crime to fall in love, I hope I'll get life with you.
Walk out and who gives jealous of
got
you.
Got me jealous, baby, of you.
Who was he?
Babe is asking that musical question. Who walks in when I walk out? That's white pop singer Barbara Gale, backed up by the Larks, off of the Lloyds record label, the subsidiary of Apollo Records. The song was recorded in May of 54 and released in June, the same month as the Larks' previous record, If It's a Crime. They recorded four songs backing up Barbara Gale. And the best I can tell, Lloyds Records released one other single with Barbara Gale in 1954. It actually came out in February. So Long, Goodbye Joe, backed with Lonely Weather. The Larks also had a recording session on May 13th, where they recorded four sides. One of them was a rendition of The World is Waiting for the Sunrise, which has roots all the way back to 1918 and was very popular during World War I. So many have recorded versions of The World is Waiting for the Sunrise, but few have been as big as the 1951 version by Les Paul and Mary Ford. The Larks chose to sing their interpretation of the tune on Arthur Godfrey's Talent Scouts in July 1954. They won the contest, and Apollo Records wanted to capitalize on the excitement generated by their version of the song, so in August, they rushed out the single, and it went nowhere. But it is a memorable rendition featuring all of the Larks' fine vocalists. Here they are from August of 54 with The World is Waiting for the Sunrise on The Juke in the Back with Matt the Cat.
Dear one, the world is waiting for the sunrise. Every rose is covered with dew. The thrush on high is sleeping, mate is calling.
And a boobie.
Oskaloosa, yo, Oskaloosa, yo.
saddest cat I've ever seen.
With each dying breath, he mourns the death of a love so very sweet and tender. It all started by chance when he happened to glance at a chick so very tall and slender.
Oskaloosky-o, Oskaloosky-o, Oskaloosky-o,
land of poopy.
Oskaloosky-o, Oskaloosky-o, is the sharpest cat to be so mean. Oh, Oskaloosky-o, he ain't got it like he had it before. Oh, Oskaloosky-o,
'cause his baby done decided she don't love him no more. Decided she don't love him no more.
With each dying breath, he mourns the death of a love so very sweet and tender. Started by chance when he happened to glance at a chick so very tall and slender.
Decided she don't love him no more.
Cause his baby done decided she don't love him no more.
I say his baby done decided she don't love him no more.
Oskaloosky, oh, Vanderbilt
The Larks with Oskaloosky-o from October of 1954, with Gene Mumford leading the group on that one. And if you ever wondered what the Larks would sound like doing an impression of the Cadillacs, well, there you go. Oskaloosky-o. A very Cadillacs-esque song and very in at the time. Rock and roll is just hitting the mainstream, and Apollo Records wants the Larks to strike pay dirt. That tune and its flip side, Forget It, were recorded at the Larks' final recording session for Apollo Records, which was held on September 2nd, 1954. The flip side, Forget It, is in the same vein of Oskaloosky-o, only this one is led by David Bowers. Here's this week's Juke in the Back feature. It's part two of the Larks with Forget It.
I told you that we're through. Bye.
Now it's time for the Great 78, where we take a thick piece of shellac and hearken back to a time when 78 RPM records were king. This week we're featuring the Larks, and I want to take one of their final records and flip it over. It's the August 1954 flip side of The World is Waiting for the Sunrise. It's called No Other Girl, and it features Gene Mumford on lead. Here's this week's Great 78, The Larks with No Other Girl.
So glad I found you. You made me so happy.
I swear there's no other girl in all the world.
In the back with Matt the Cat.
Sweeter than the honey from the bee.
Be all right, sweet honey, honey, honey. Come to me, hurry, 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 if you won't belong to me. I never knew that anyone could be
sweeter than the honey from the bee.
When I have loved and done all I could, treat you kind as a good man should. Happiness and peace of mind. Sweet honey, 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 come to me. I really wish you would belong to me. I never knew that anyone could be
sweeter than the honey
from the bee.
Sweet.
The Lark's very last record, issued on Apollo, not Lloyd's, in June of 1955. It comes from their final recording session held on September 2nd of 54. The group broke up shortly after that during an engagement at the Apollo Theater. This time, the Larks were done for good. And unfortunately, the second Larks group never had a hit record. They certainly had the talent, but they just weren't given the right material. Bess Berman was trying to have a pop hit with them, but I think they would have done better singing in the old Lark style. Because when you really listen to the pop leanings of the second Larks group, it was more tuned towards the Mills Brothers and not towards what was selling at the time. But that's just a modern day observation. After the breakup, Eugene Mumford would go on to join the Dominoes and score a big hit in 1957 with Stardust on Liberty. We'll hear that one when the Juke in the Back features the full history of the Dominoes. David Bowers would go on to join the Ravens, and Glenn Burgess would go back to the Golden Gate Quartet. Right now, let's take a moment and go back to Alan Bunn. Remember him? One of the great lead singers of the first Larks group. He had left to pursue a solo career, and although he didn't have any hits, he had some good-sounding R&B records. This one comes from a session held on August 20th, 1952. Apollo Records released it in June of 53. I think he sounds a bit like Blind Willie McTell on this record. Here's Alan Bunn with Baby, I'm Gonna Throw You Out.
If I catch you doing what you did last night, I'm gonna throw you back outdoors. If I catch you doing what I caught you doing last night, I'm gonna throw you back outdoors. When I first met you, you was a drag in the street. I put clothes on your back, shoes on your feet. So if I catch you doing what you did last night, I'm gonna throw you back outdoors. I just dare you to let me catch you what you doing last night. I'm gonna throw you back outdoors. If I catch you doing what I caught you doing last night, I'm gonna throw you back outdoors. Baby, I've given you everything from a pair of stockings to a diamond ring. So if I catch you doing what you doing last night, I'm gonna throw you back outdoors. Oh, baby, don't let me catch you doing it again. Do I'm gonna throw you back outdoors. Baby, if I catch you doing it again, I'm gonna throw you back outdoors. You ain't worth getting in trouble about, so before I try to hurt you, I just throw you out. So if I catch you doing what you doing last night, I'm gonna throw you back outdoors. I mean, I'm gonna throw you back outdoors. Baby, don't you try what you tried last night, do you? Going back outdoors. Baby, if you try what you tried last night, you're going back outdoors. Put you on your feet, now you're trying to act smart. I'm gonna put you where you have to make a brand new start. So if I catch you doing what you did last night, I'm gonna throw you back outdoors. You little street drag, you thought you caught a fool. Baby, you better go back to school, cause if you tired sitting here in my nest, get back in them old runover shoes and that old blueprint dress. Catch you doing what you did last night. I'm gonna throw you back outdoors. I mean, I'm gonna throw you back outdoors.
The great former member of the Larks, Alan Bunn, with Baby, I'm Gonna Throw You Out. He would continue singing rhythm and blues under the pseudonym Tar Heel Slim, and also join up with his wife, Anna Sanford, as both The Lovers and Tar Heel Slim and Little Ann. As The Lovers, they scored a top 20 hit in late 1957 on Aladdin's Lamp subsidiary with Darling It's Wonderful. And as Tar Heel Slim and Little Ann, they scored another top 20 hit in 1959 for the Fire label with It's Too Late. Alan Bunn died at the age of 52 in 1977. I'm Matt the Cat, and I hope you've enjoyed part two of our two-part feature on the Larks. As I said last week, I couldn't have done it without the great research of Marv Goldberg and his Rhythm and Blues notebooks. Thanks, Marv. Remember, until next time, soul, it's a feeling. And you'll get that feeling each week when you tune into your source for 1940s and 50s Rhythm and Blues right here on the Juke in the Back. Let's go out with one more record from Eugene Mumford, who unfortunately passed away just before Alan Bunn in May of 1977 at the tender age of 51. After leaving the Larks, he joined up with the Dominoes, and from there had a pretty good solo career, recording first for the Wiz label, then Columbia, and finally for Liberty. Let's hear his first solo record after leaving the Dominoes in 57. We're going to close down this week's Juke in the Back with Gene Mumford and the Serenaders. And please give me one more chance. Have a wonderful week, everybody. I'll catch y'all on the flip side next time. Bye-bye.
Please give me one more chance to say that I love you. Please give me one more chance and say you love me too.
Love me too.
Darling, you and I were meant to be together. Kind of weather forever, but give me one more chance to hold you in my arms. Just give me one more chance to cherish all your charms. Darling,
maybe someday.
Whiskey, and the women have all gone home. Thanks for dropping by. Feel free to let Matt the Cat know if you dug the show. Email him at mattthecat@mattthecat.com. Juke in the Back is recorded at Rosie's Juke Joint, located at the Stepping Stone Inn in Salem, Massachusetts. For more information, please visit jukeintheback.org. I'm Miss Rosie. See you next time on the Juke in the Back.